Hey guys, it's Bill and Juliana Rancic. Welcome back to the Pair Podcast. We have Dr. John Duffy with us as always. Thank you, Dr. Duffy, for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. And Christopher Spartz, he's an ex-professional basketball player, a professional coach. He was part of the Washington Generals team. For those of you who don't know, he was on the team that would lose to the Harlem Globetrotters. And now he runs a youth sports academy. And he's also my nephew's coach. So welcome to the podcast, Christopher. We're going to tackle an important topic and something that I see quite often among some of my peers. And it's parents who are trying to relive their athletic days through their children. And I mean, you must see this all the time. I see it. You know, and even when I go to some of my nephew's games, the parents on the sidelines are absolutely insane. I mean,
it's wild to watch.
It is chaos.
It's uncomfortable for everyone involved. Coaches, parents, sitting next to them, smiling, and the children, and then their teammates. It's really, really hard to be around, but a lot of them don't know that they're doing it. I think it's important that we gain some perspective on where was your highest level of playing. Again, there's a pretty good
chance.
That's cold.
I like it though.
No, we're talking about the majority.
You're right.
Of parents are probably watching their child at the exact same level that they played at. And we're talking about the majority
Right.
here.
No, no, no. They're sitting here talking to their kids, like, you know, if you want to be in the NFL, or like priming them for, and it's like they didn't even play past, you know, sixth grade or seven, or ever played.
But
yet their expectations for their kids are so, it's almost like they're projecting what they wish they had become, right?
In because they know so much more.
Now they know so much more.
Like if they'd known what they know now.
Sure.
And I get that. But not only that,
the investment these parents are making in spending tens and $20,000, $30,000. I mean,
really?
I guess
advanced, all the coaching.
And, you know, and I mean, I know
I'm in that space.
You're in the space,
You can
tell us all about it. But I mean, they are very committed to their children's athletic careers.
That's why I have the career that I have now.
Sure.
All right. But it's important that the parents know going in, like, is this to make the team? Is this to be the best on the team? Because the reality is, and the numbers show, they're not playing professional basketball. And then, you know, making your high school varsity team, numbers are small. Going and playing a scholarship in college, really small. So how can we max out the experience between when they first start and then when they...
So when parents come to you, do you have these conversations up front with them and then say, I'm not your guy?
I have to.
You have to. Okay,
I have to.
Good.
I have to. And I think the parents have to start with those conversations. If they're seeking out people to challenge their child, I think it's important that their child knows, hey, this is where we're trying to go. Like, if you're going to pour more time into it and we're going to invest more, this is where we're going with this.
Sometimes it's like one-sided. It's like the parent has the plan and the kid's like, wait, what's going on? Like, it's just kind of along for the ride and not necessarily, their heart might not be in it, right? So, I mean, what do you do with that situation? I mean, we do see it at games and stuff. I've seen it my whole life.
If I ever turn into that, you better pull me aside and have a talk with me.
I feel like I could turn into that before you would turn into that.
Well, you probably could, yeah. Right. And I'll have a conversation with you.
Like, I watch Duke and golf lessons, and, like, I stand there with my arms crossed, all like, nope, you know? And I'm more of, like,
focus,
that.
Focus, she says, focus.
Tied. But you
That's
know
not
what?
A good setup.
Well, hold on, wait. He's literally, like, walking away. I mean, he knows he's in, okay, here we go. This is true. No, he's in a 30-minute class session, you know? I'm paying good money for this,
it's 30
right?
bucks.
He said he wanted to do it. No, it's... It's 50 bucks.
Okay,
50
bucks.
Whatever. Bottom line is, he said he wanted to do it. He's all excited about it. He sits, and then 5 minutes in, he's like, oh, what's that over? Like, what's that airplane? Let's go. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, Duke, we got to focus here, honey. We got to focus. I'm sorry. I'm not going to just let him walk away during a coaching class, you know, his session.
No, and I fully agree with that.
You know, so I mean, what, but where do you draw the line? You know what I mean? Where like, you realize you're getting a little out of hand.
That's accountability. Or that's like, hey, this is what we do. This is when we have this time. This is how we lock in. That's how we talk about it. How do you focus on the task at hand? And then there's other kind of parameters about around it. But I would love to kind of talk a little bit about the pressures around it. And I think if we can understand like the pressures that they're getting from everywhere else,
yeah,
it really starts to open up, you know, and gives us perspective on, hey, look, maybe I'm not the person to put that pressure on them because they're getting it from their friends, they're getting it from their coaches, their teammates, they're getting it from now social media. It's the reality. The social media says you have to be here when you're this age and you should be capable of doing this. And so I think the next best thing is to realize, oh my gosh, you know, I can really be the most positive, supportive person that picks up my child when they're struggling, and that's all I have to do. This is fun.
I see.
And then I continue to put them in front of people that can challenge them.
So change your role a little bit. Like really look at your own role in all of it. And maybe your role is not to be the coach.
Exactly.
Right? It's not to be the coach.
Not to be the coach. I'm saying it's not to be the coach. But a lot of people think they're kind of like the coach too. Like they're there to like coach them when they're not on the field.
I don't think I would become a coach. Like if they wanted me to coach one of Duke's teams, just because the parents, I don't think I would do it because these parents are so hostile and they expect a win every time. Like, I mean, I would have to have a sit down with every parent and say, I'll coach the team, but you know, these are my rules, and there's no way around it.
In youth athletics, there are so many de facto coaches, right? You've got people yelling from the stands,
crazy.
And oftentimes it's people who don't know the sport nearly as well as the kids, certainly not nearly as well as the coaches. So I think there's a couple things as parents we can do. We can keep our own egos in check, which is harder to do than one might think. My son, when he was a swimmer in high school, I became incredibly partisan in favor of his team. And, you know, I would scream at the other team as if they weren't just kids swimming as well, just like my kid, you know. So sometimes you lose perspective as a parent, and it's important to kind of hold on to that and remember, I think, what the goal is here. You know, like the goal isn't necessarily the NBA or the Olympics. Sometimes the goal is just, I want to build some character in my kid. I want them to learn that they're resilient and they're strong and they're capable and competent. That if we can keep those goals in mind, maybe we can pipe down just a little bit.
For me, two things. I almost think that there's more value from a parental standpoint, like in the loss, right? I think there's a more of a teaching lesson there. I look back at my career and I look back at business, right? I've learned more from my failures in business than I have from my successes. And I think, you know, when a kid is winning every time and there's no real learning opportunity there, I think that's important. But I feel it because when I was a kid, there were parents who were, you know, parents of the kids that I played with, where they were scared to go home because they were going to just get an earful from their dad. Their dads were, you know, so into it. It was embarrassing. And this was 35 years ago, you know? So I can't imagine what it's like today.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Christopher. Thank you. And we would love to know your thoughts on this because this is obviously a topic that's a hot topic for a lot of people. So let us know.